Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The way Israel defends itself matters. It's imperative that Israel act in accordance with international humanitarian law and the laws of war, even when confronting a terrorist group that respects neither.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated calls for Israel to spare civilians in its war against Hamas. Another set of hostages and Palestinian prisoners were released Thursday under a deal extending a pause in the fighting. The Biden administration is pressing for a permanent peace deal that includes safety for Israelis and self-determination for Palestinians. New York Republican Congressman George Santos continues to resist calls to resign ahead of a vote expected to expel him from the House.
Every member expelled in history of this institution has been convicted of crimes or Confederate turncoats guilty of treason. Neither of those applied to me, but here we are.
Two previous efforts to remove Santos failed, but a damning report from the House Ethics Committee could change that. Controversial Florida Republican Matt Gaetz is still defending Santos.
Whatever Mr. Santos did with Botox or OnlyFans is far less concerning to me than the indictment against Senator Menendez, who's holding gold bars inscribed with Arabic on them from Egypt.
Chaos erupted at Senate Judiciary Thursday after the committee issued subpoenas for billionaire conservative donor Harlan Crow and conservative court activist Leonard Leo, both tied to Supreme Court ethics scandals. Tennessee GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn argued with Chairman Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois.
Mr. Chairman, don't we get the opportunity to speak?
We're in a roll call.
So you're telling us to shut up?
Even though multiple members have asked to speak?
All the Republicans walked out of the committee's meeting, and some later said Crow and Leo should ignore the subpoenas as invalid. Director of the CDC, Dr. Mandy Cohen, stressed the importance of vaccinations in testimony about the coming flu, RSV, and COVID season.
COVID is still the respiratory virus that is putting the most number of folks in the hospital and taking their lives.
The Child Labor Act, now before Congress, would raise penalties for companies who violate underage labor laws and let kids injured in the workplace sue. Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro says her bill is necessary because the labor shortage has industries employing more children.
This is in response to industry to have more workers, more than likely who are underpaid, and that they can get cheap labor for doing the jobs that they are doing and taking risks with children.
10 states have looked at rolling back child labor protections in the last 2 years, and federal child labor violations have nearly doubled over the last 4 years. The death of Henry Kissinger is provoking sharp disagreement over his legacy. The former Secretary of State was known for using covert military force in the developing world during the Cold War, but also for opening relations with China. He'll be buried in a private ceremony followed by a public memorial in New York. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.